and welcome to the TCF Morning Show. It is Friday, July 30th, and this morning I am joined by Boomy, at Boomy TCF on Twitter, and Matt Schoolfield, at schools_01. I am Zach Lilia, at Z Lilia TCF. The main page is at typical_Chicago, and this morning is going to be the saddest show I probably have ever done. It's the saddest show ever because Anthony Rizzo has been traded to the Yankees for two minor league prospects. You knew it was going to happen, but it hurts once it actually happens, and it's the Yankees, but we'll get into that. The White Sox also make a trade with the Cubs for Ryan Tepera. We also get a minor league pitcher, Bailey Horn. And then they also get Cesar Hernandez, second baseman from the Cleveland Indians. That is quite the pickup for them. Speaking of pickups, the Blackhawks, they have some amazing trades, signs that Matty Pucks will get into with us here in a little bit. And then the NBA draft we'll get into with Boomy. And then, like we always finish the show, Boomy's wacky web story. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, at Typical Chicago Fans. Go over to the YouTube page, all our morning shows, podcasts, interviews, food reviews, all of our rest stop reviews from our Colorado trip is on there. We got some cool videos coming out here soon from the trip. Subscribe to that page so you're the first ones to know when those videos are out or when our podcasts or morning shows come out. Wherever you get your podcast from, please subscribe to the podcast if it's Apple. And then if it's anywhere else, just do what you got to do. Follow us on there. And then shout out to 26shirts.com. Chicago Boomy's got the shirt on right now because that's the feeling. That's the feeling. But if you want a shirt just like that, go over to 26shirts.com. Chicago, use the promo code Typical Chicago Fans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. Again, that's Typical Chicago Fans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase at 26shirts.com. Chicago, and also shout out to Connect Roasters. Go over to connectroasters.com. Get all of your coffee needs. I seen they got some merch and stuff dropping today, so that'll be awesome. Go over to connectroasters.com. Follow them on all social medias. First, we got to get, before we get into the really sad stuff, we got to, Maddie, we were talking before the show. You've had a very tough day.
It's been a rough one. I actually had a memorial service for a friend, his mom, this morning. So that was rough, you know. And then we had, you know, the Rizzo news in the afternoon. Obviously a damper on what's been probably the most fun run of baseball in my life, as a Cub fan, obviously. Then tonight I was watering the flowers and took a little spill, and I'm not sure if I screwed up my ankle or what, but it's bruising up. It's a little swollen. I went out, poured my first drink of the night, grabbed the garden hose, watering the flowers, step off the porch, and we have a box treating the voles that I told you guys about a couple weeks ago, trying to basically poison these things, get them out of here, essentially. So it's nuclear war time. Well, the box got moved by the pest company this week, and I didn't notice it because it was dark. I stepped down half on the box, half in the mulch, and then my ankle went left, my body went further left, and right into the retaining wall. So I scraped up my shin a little bit. Did not spill my drink. Still got it standing. There's still a little bit left over here, as you can. There's still a little bit left, as you guys can see. So, and it was not alcohol induced. It was still my first drink of the night, right there, kind of milking it. So, probably gonna start slamming it here soon because the pain is starting to increase a little bit. So,
well, it makes you feel better. We all know misery loves company. Hey,
if you guys see me, jump off the couch and disappear off the screen quickly, you'll know I needed a refill. So
on your pain medication.
Yeah, whatever. This Tito's is going to do to me is going to take care of me tonight, I think.
Boomy, I'd ask how you're doing, but let's just get right into the first subject here. Anthony Rizzo traded to the New York Yankees. Of all teams, the New York Yankees. You kind of have seen this happening over the last few days. The reports, all the stuff going on about Rizzo, Bryant. It was a lot of Rizzo to the Red Sox. I never heard one thing about him going to the Yankees. But the Cubs get back two very good prospects. They get a right-handed pitcher, Alexander Vizcaino, and outfielder Kevin Alcantara. And they are, I think, top 20 prospects.
Yeah.
So that's for the good. Yankees. We'll take it.
Yeah, it's one of those things we knew it was coming. It's just the matter of, like, it actually happening. You know, I think we could have mentally prepared ourselves all season, and it's not going to matter. And, but yeah, I mean, I like the return. I think what they're doing now is something that needs to be done. You know, where they're sitting at as an organization, and it's time to sell. And I think they've gotten, at least on the moves that they've made, I like what they got back in the Chafin deal. I like what they got back in the Tapera deal, and I like what they've gotten back in the Rizzo deal so far. So it sucks. It absolutely sucks, because we know it's going to be 2 years minimum, 3 years till we see any of these guys. So, you know, right now it sucks if you look at the future and hope these guys pan out. You know, because it's also tough to look at, you know, he's the 12th prospect in the Yankees organization. Well, then where does that fit in the Cubs organization and the Cubs farm system? And where does he fit in, like, a need, especially pitching? You know, we all know they need desperately. But, you know, is he a power guy? Is he a control guy? You know, there's so many factors that go into it. And, yeah, it's great when you can pick up a guy who's top 20.
You're trading for unknown talent.
Yeah, that's exactly. There's so much. So many variables in that. Like, I mean, somebody on Twitter, I made a good point, and I can't remember who it was, but, like, Kyle Hendricks was not a top 25 guy in the Rangers system when they traded for him. And, like, you know, if you live in the moment, this sucks, and you're seeing all the videos, you know, from, you know, Rizzo's career in Chicago. And
if you didn't cry a little bit, I don't know.
Yeah,
if you have a heart, because watching these videos, especially him and his wife and his dog, Kevin, at Wrigley Field after the game, after finding out he was traded, the way he was saying he was, like, on his way to the airport and found out. And, oh, it just – he's like, I wish I could just go down with the ship. I want to stay here. But he also is – he's going to a good team and a good spot. The Yankees now have gotten Anthony Rizzo and Joey Gallo.
Yeah.
What
short porch is going to get busy and right, dude.
Yes, it is.
What? It's like, how, where did this come from?
The Yankees are three games out of a wild card right now. They had to go all in. And we all know this, you know, the Yankees don't hesitate to spend money. And, you know, I know the Cubs are picking up, you know, the last bit of Rizzo's deal, but
and I think it's like $6 million.
Yeah. But giving up, you know, in the last 24 hours, the Yankees have traded six of their top 30 prospects, I believe, if I read that right, if not top 40, because Texas got four and then the Cubs got two. They're definitely going all in. So, I mean, that's pretty typical of the Yankees. But I did not, like you said, Zach, I remember seeing Boston, and I wouldn't have, you know, been upset at all if they sent him back to Boston where he started his career. But, you know, just being the Yankees and knowing that it's all money driven for them is, you know, always just a little extra thorn in the side. Sorry, Anthony, but I'm not cheering for you in the playoffs.
It's gonna be tough. I'm gonna miss him so much on this team.
You think this is bad? Tomorrow could be worse, or today when this comes out, it could be much worse.
Yeah, but I think of all of the guys getting traded, it's Rizzo is gonna be the toughest.
Yeah, you know, Dom talks about, you know, him being the captain, and I think we can all agree on, you know, his place in the locker room.
I mean, he was here for the 100 lost seasons and stuff like that. Yeah, it's like he's been here since the beginning.
Yeah, he's definitely been along for the ride. So, you know, you wish him the best, but, man, it's tough to swallow in the moment, but hopefully, you know, these prospects pan out and, you know, you bolster up that farm system, because, man, is it depleted in a lot of parts. So.
Yeah. Maddie?
I'm just looking forward at what this roster is going to look like in a week is going to be it's going to be very eerily similar to what it looked like in 2013, 2014, yep. And 2012. You know, it's just, it sucks. It's a guy that, you know, brought me some of my favorite moments as a sports fan of my entire life. And, I think New York's kind of a good fit for him personally. I think he's going to thrive in that market. I think he's going to kind of inject a little bit of life into that team, maybe be a little bit of a red ass when he needs to be. That team could use it, in my opinion.
The guy knows how to win.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what they get for Bryant and Kimbrel. Kimbrel's going to bring back a boatload.
Yeah.
So
oh yeah.
That Kimbrel, we want to see a top 50 overall prospect is what we want to see from Kimbrel, in my opinion. I don't know if that'll happen. I think it could. I think the market gets driven up a little bit more and more. Maybe you package him with either a Contreras or a Baez too, and you know, really get a little bit more bang for your buck if you can kind of, you know, give them two pieces that could really help a team to get to the, you know, make a playoff run. It sucks, though, because this team's going to be so fucking bad for a while. And I'm not looking forward to that. Let's, again, though, I try to keep reminding ourselves here lately that the climb is very, very fun once it starts. So let's get to that. The only thing, too, is it's not like they're going to be spenders in free agency. So it's not like it's going to be a quick thing. You know, it's going to be Jason Hayward and a bunch of 4A players, basically.
Yeah.
And I like Patrick Wisdom. He's a good player and he's a productive Major League Baseball player. He's proven to be. You're not going to win World Series with guys like that when you're seeing what some of these other teams are going to bring. And you don't get those guys just cherry picking here in free agency. So it's going to be a long process.
If you're listening to this, it could be a lot worse. But we will move on to the White Sox, who have made some deals. Ryan Tepera. From the Cubs, which is, I think, a great pickup for them.
Great move.
We get minor league pitcher Bailey Horn, who I think he had just had Tommy John not too long ago. But they can people can bounce back from that. I'm hoping like that he can come up. Kind of get it out of the way. So we'll see how that goes.
Does it make you feel okay that he's coming from the White Sox? And I say this in the sense that the White Sox have cultivated really good pitchers in the last 5 years. He's coming from a system that knows how to do it. You hope that the Cubs can take him, you know, get him to that next level.
It's a good point.
You
know,
if you're a White Sox fan, I mean, Tepera is a very good relief pitcher.
Let's not get crazy here, Maddie. But, yeah, I just thought – and, like, I know that – I think that people get – that get pissy when the Cubs and the White Sox make a deal. I think that's the dumbest thing in the world because they're not even in the same league. And I think the deal works out. Tepera's had a good year and, you know, the Cubs get a kid who, you know, who's got some upside and, you know, can help in the future. And I think if it works out for both teams now, they were making a trade to the Cardinals,
Boomy, if they get Chris Bryant, I'm going to cry.
If they want to throw Michael Kopech in,
Not gonna happen.
I'm not that happy with them trading.
I
think their best bet is, you know, if they were to trade Kimbrel there, and get maybe Crochet, that would be like, I think that would be your ultimate haul.
Yeah, he was the first round pick last year, wasn't he? 2020.
I think 19. 19. I believe 19. Okay.
And then they like also got.
You might be right though. I know he came up quick. I know he's the first.
The last 24 months have all kind of bled together with the way the world turned.
The White Sox also got second baseman Cesar Hernandez from the Cleveland Indians. That's a very good pickup for them. Has he been an All-Star?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. And that
ultimate utility player too for them. It was like
I think they gave up a double A pitcher.
Yeah.
That's a good pickup. That's a spot that they needed to fill. Obviously, I think that kind of cools off the Trevor Story stuff, but you know, you go add another outfielder, you add another guy in the bullpen. I mean, we talked about it the other day, man. This Sox team is good and they don't need a ton of pieces. They don't have to go out and, you know, I think adding Hernandez is really solid for them because you didn't have to give up the farm system to get a guy like Trevor Story. You know, you're not that far away. You just had to tool a couple pieces. And I think that's what the White Sox are on. I think they add one more arm to the bullpen. You maybe add another outfielder and, you know, kind
of who knows? They still got a little bit of time left, so they could make a deal for Story or somebody.
Yeah. Still two full days.
Before we get done with the trade talk, Max Scherzer, Trey Turner traded to the Dodgers for I think like four players.
A bunch of good prospects.
And
I think, Kyber Ruiz is in there. I believe Josiah Gray was in there. And that's their top two prospects for the best organization in the league.
This brings me to a little thing that I'm going to get kind of mad about. I think I saw something that like the Dodgers payroll is insane.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Cubs, look at that. What you didn't do. And that's why Anthony Rizzo is getting traded. Now Chris Bryant's going to be traded and we're going to have to rebuild because you weren't willing to lock up some players back a few years ago. It's like,
billionaires crying poor.
And then you trade you Darvish and I don't get it.
You will never hear any sympathy from me for billionaires who claim, you know, that they don't have money. Well, if you're that poor, then sell the team and let someone else that has money do it because you're a bunch of whiny babies.
And I have one more thing. I don't know who made the decision. I don't know what happened. But the fact that Anthony Rizzo and Chris Bryant didn't get an at-bat today, at least a pinch hit in the game before that they were both going to be traded at Wrigley Field, is awful. I think that is – you're missing the point there. If you didn't realize that, why? What was the thing? I think Jason Hayward got out, and that was the reason that they couldn't move on to. I think that they wanted to get Chris Bryant because they wanted to win what a game that doesn't matter.
That's what I'm saying. That game was, come on, like they were down already. That game was, first of all, and how does not giving Anthony Rizzo or Chris Bryant an at-bat decreases your chance? If you want to claim that you were trying to win that game, whatever. But how does giving those guys an at-bat not give you a better chance? Get out of here. That's BS, man.
Fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth inning. I don't care when they get a pinch hit. Just do it sometime within the game.
Yeah, that one.
Come on.
Don't say you're trying to win the game when, you know, Chris Bryant, who's, you know, Chris Bryant, you can easily put the excuse, in my opinion.
Awful. That made me mad.
Yeah, just kind of the extra, you know.
Because now their last moments are them sitting in the dugout and stuff like that. Like, it needs to be like a nice standing ovation or something like that. It shouldn't be them leaving the dugout.
Yeah.
For the last time. Like that. And now it's.
Again, you're freaking 10 games out of first place. Cut the BS, man.
Rizzo probably went back to take pictures because he didn't want the last moments to be in the dugout.
Yeah. I just think it's lazy on David Ross's part.
And just beside the fact of he was a great player, he did amazing things for Chicago. I mean, he on his off days he was going to children's hospitals and stuff. So Anthony Rizzo, certified amazing guy. The Yankees got a good guy, and hopefully he will be back because he is a free agent at the end of this year. So I would love to see him back with the Cubs. But Matty, can we talk about the trades that the Blackhawks have made?
Yeah, it's not all doom and gloom in Chicago. No.
Yep. There we go. Justin Fields. We
got Justin Fields. We got Justin Fields here in a couple of weeks. Camp starting. You know, so now. Mm-hmm. Here, but going west on Madison, dude. The Hawks, I'm not gonna say they're back, but I'm going to put the B and the A out there. So they're like, they're mm-hmm. halfway there. It all revolves around Marc-Andre.
Yeah.
And that's if he's there, he is a difference maker right off the bat, no matter what else he had around.
I go, first off, the Blackhawks traded like nothing to get him.
Yeah.
It's and the next the thing Rice, you see, basically. It's like, the next thing you see, it's like, he may retire. It's like
Vegas had to get his contract off the books, and the Hawks were willing to take the chance that, giving up the cap space. They weren't going to make a big play at any of those guys in free agency this time, since they had the Jones deal already finalized.
It's worth.
They had no need to utilize that cap space, in my opinion, in free agency, because they weren't going to go up. They weren't going to be players on any of these big name guys. So I think taking the chance and using that space on Fleury and hoping that he, gets urged to come play in Chicago, I think it'd be good for him. I think playing with some stars, he knows what that's like. I know it sounds like he wants to play in Pittsburgh. And
I'm playing in a big market, too. That's got to play into it a little bit.
It's going to be interesting, though. It's a ballsy move from Stan in terms of, awesome. You've hitched your wagon to him and goalie or Kevin Lankinen. So those are your two. And Lankinen, I'll get to him in a minute, but I don't think it's all bad there either. Going to the real move, though, that's already done, and the extension's done now, too, and that's we got a D-man, boys, and it's very Seth good Jones. One. And don't listen to the shit you see on – do not listen to the shit you see on Twitter, please, because this guy is an absolute bona fide number one two defense. He's a bar none first-pairing defenseman, and you saw what Dougie Hamilton just got in free agency, who I'd rather have Seth Jones than Dougie Hamilton. Dougie Hamilton got 9. He gives Seth Jones 9.5. All as well. And Seth
all
Jones
I heard all
athlete,
season is,
opinion,
hey,
too, so.
We need defense. We need defense. And guess what? We get an all-star defenseman, and then we're going to get
mad.
All.
He does it all. He can contribute offensively. He can help run the power play. He's not gonna beat Boakvist on the back end and giving up goal after goal after goal and being on the ice for bad goal after bad goal after bad goal, especially if you don't have Fleury. You need these solid defensemen, And him and I think, Connor Murphy is going to be an interesting pairing there. And, the Tyler Johnson move really interested me, too.
I know a lot of people
jumped on the contract. And there's a lot of things that if you listen to what John Cooper said, a lot of people talked about his comments. They talked about it on Red Line Radio this week, what Cooper had said about Tyler Johnson after they won the Cup and how much he sacrificed for the team.
Yes.
How much he was willing to take a role reduction offensively for the
team. I've never
heard
of a coach talking like a guy like that.
How well he spoke.
Unbelievable.
And that speaks miles, because when you have a guy like Taves as your captain, and then you can plug this guy in as in between, to sandwich Doc as your first and your third centers. Well, essentially, you got Doc's going to be your number one center. Let's not kid ourselves. But really, in all reality, you've got two guys around him and Taves and now Tyler Johnson that win multiple cups. They know how to play the position. They both know how to play it both ways. They play it, offensive, defensive. Tyler Johnson's really good on the faceoffs, which they haven't had another guy that's been good on faceoffs in a long time. He's going to contribute offensively. He didn't need to in Tampa. So much of the burden was taken when you got guys like Kucherov and Braden Point and Steven Stamkos and Victor Hedman and Andre Palat and on and Cirelli and Blake Coleman. And they just have so much production offensively. It's bananas what they have. They got a guy like Tyler Johnson, is going to take a back seat. When it goes to scoring goals, it's not like the guy forgot how to be a contributor offensively. He was asked to do different things.
Yes.
So let's not lose sight of that. So, yes, $5 million, a lot of money. It's not a lot of money for a productive centerman, and I think that's what we're going to get back from him. So I really, really like that move a lot. Again, it comes back to, really, at this point, it's Fleury. It's Marc-Andre Fleury and Lankinen. You got a competent backup with Lankinen if you have Fleury. And I think they're dangerous as hell if you got a guy like him. They've got a little bit of youth.
One best
they've
goal
got
of the
three.
Year.
They've got three strong centermen at this point again. They've got some good defensemen again. Ian Mitchell's going to take – that's the guy to watch. If he takes the steps that they think that he can, Ian Mitchell could be a very, very good defenseman in the NHL. And if you get the growth out of him that they think could be there, they could be really dangerous this year. And I'm starting to get a little bit excited.
Matt, do you worry that they also have a head coach who couldn't find his ass with two hands and a flashlight?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very short leash, because if they start off the season not looking well, and they're not scoring goals, and they're, you know, not productive on the power play again, and those kind of things return, I think he's going to be going quick. I mean, Colleton's got an extremely short leash. Bowman should be already out, in my opinion, regardless of the moves on the ice. I think the shit with Brad Aldrich speaks for itself, that guy does not deserve to be in the position of running this team right now. But that's beside the point. I'm not going to get into that here. That's for other people to talk about. But
my favorite part of all these moves is the fact that they didn't have to give up DeBrincat. They didn't have to give up Kirby Dach. They didn't have to give up a lot those of guys were off everybody limits. Said they were going to have to give up in order to get into
those
games.
Those guys were off limits. I think that was very clear. And I think Polkfist still does have a little bit of interest from a lot of teams in the NHL. Guy skates really well. It's extremely quick. Mobile defensemen are not, you know, they don't fall off trees. But he's so bad defensively. He's been so bad defensively. And it's like you just need a little bit more than that. And, you know, I think getting rid of him and upgrading this to Kyle Seth Jones, who's really just going to be able to help carry the back end for them for the next, you know, hopefully 4 or 5 years or more. Obviously, he's got a long 9-year deal. But, you know, whatever it's going to be, I hope it's productive for at least a good run here.
I'm a big fan so far.
I have one question before we move on. Has there ever been a bad hockey contract? Because I don't think I've ever seen one, because they all look amazing.
Well, the Hawks just got rid of one when they got Tyler Johnson.
You know what I mean? I always say like 5 years, $24 million. It's like, that seems like a bargain.
Different scale for different sports.
Yeah. I understand that, but
the hard cap kills you in the NHL. So the salary cap is what suffocates the contracts there. Because guys could make a lot more. You know, like Sidney or Connor McDavid's making like $12.5 million. Austin Matthews is making like $12 million. So guys are making, I mean, so those guys are making their scratch. Let's not kid ourselves. But yeah, for sure. I mean, when you see on the face of it, you know, some of these major league NBA contracts are $250 million
a year.
Yeah, $250 million, and all of a sudden you're seeing an NHL like just a Hall of Famer making like $10 million, you know.
It's a guy, Garrett Cole, making like $50 million a year to throw a baseball.
Yeah, that's where the NHL's revenue issues are the problem. No, but boys, I'm starting to get a little bit excited for the Hawks.
I am excited. I am excited for the Hawks. Bears, bear down.
Justin Fields, baby. I'm starting to get a little bit happy about this one, boys. I like it.
Manny,
like
let's just say for about a 45-minute span today, after Anthony Rizzo got traded, I was watching Justin Fields just practice today.
Yeah, I bought my nephew Justin Fields jersey for his birthday. I'm all in. Owen's getting one here soon.
Love it.
I'm all in on the Justin Fields love right now. And not everybody can be as happy with their quarterback situations as the Bears fans can these days. So that's just good to know.
Hey Maddie, before we move on, let's just say I'm happy my quarterback is happy.
Well, I'm happy my quarterback's happy too.
But I'm happy your quarterback loves doing TikTok dances.
Hey, gotta have some fun in life, man. He's 21 years old. Let the kid breathe.
Everyone's doing that. You probably watch it. So let's just say that, buddy.
Hey, NBA draft. Hey, nice shades, Rogers. Give me a break, too.
Yeah, Boomy.
This guy had a cooler outfit on than any of us could ever dream about wearing. So let's lay off.
I've definitely wore cooler
outfits. The most Aaron Rodgers ironic look I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just put it that way.
Let's type into Google, how can I look cool?
How can I try to be cool.com?
Yeah. But honestly, I feel sorry for the guy. NBA
Look draft. At my ironic office shirt combined with NBA Jam. I'm so clever.
Boomy, you got the NBA draft for us.
I do. The first round is just about completed as we speak. No real big surprises up at the top. Cade Cunningham.
The Pistons picked him like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, can we wait for the surprise?
Yeah.
How about a little drama? Foregone
conclusion. And that's actually not bad.
It was literally like noon, and I got an update that said the Pistons have selected Cade Cunningham. I'm like, wait a minute.
I'm surprised at four with Scotty Barnes going over Suggs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one was a little surprising. I actually thought Jonathan Kuminga was going to go in the top five. He drops to seven. There's a lot of unknowns
there. Of course, for the Warriors.
Yeah, that's a huge pickup for them. Don't be surprised, though, if you see them turn around and trade that pick.
Hey, NBA, NBA, thank you for not giving the Bulls a top four. Come on.
It's going to be like Wiseman and Kuminga for like a stud.
Yeah, it's the rumor is that they're shopping Wiseman, but we'll see. But it goes Cade Cunningham first to the Pistons, Jalen Green out of the G League to the Rockets, really, really good shooting guard. Evan Mobley from USC, third to the Cavaliers. Sorry for him to having to go to Cleveland. Scotty Barnes to the Raptors, like Matt said, I thought that was a really good pick. Scotty Barnes is athletic as all hell. And then Jalen Suggs, the point guard out of Gonzaga to the Magic. Where the Bulls were slotted to pick before the Vooch pick or the Vooch trade, the Magic ended up picking Franz Wagner, which I think, I don't know. I'm not the biggest Franz Wagner guy. I would much rather have, you know, the move that they made. I'm okay with
I
that.
I don't know.
Sort of a weird draft.
I want to be able to root for a guy named Franz Wagner. That's a
very cool
dynamite name.
Big German guy.
But yeah, really
not a.
Was it like an it's not really an exciting draft, I don't think.
Here. Yeah, this is a weird draft just because I feel like obviously the NBA ended like 2 weeks ago. So I mean, we haven't had the time to watch ESPN and watch them break down every single pick.
We're still watching the Olympics.
Yeah, some other names you've probably heard of outside of the top five. Davion Mitchell, the point guard on that Baylor team that won a national title, he goes ninth to the Kings. Zaire Williams out of Stanford goes 10th to the Grizzlies.
But the kid from Gonzaga.
Which one?
The shooter. Guard?
Corey Kispert. He went, I believe, 15th to the Wizards.
He always wore the headband.
Breaking news.
No, you're thinking of the big man. He's going back to Gonzaga.
Breaking news. Breaking news. Kyle Schwarber was just dealt to the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, okay. Wow. I thought it'd been Chris Bryant, but that's awesome for him, honestly.
Good for
that's
him.
That's a great fit for him.
The Nationals are going to be their lineup's going to look worse than ours.
Yeah, the Nationals are bad.
But they also have a lot of prospects, too.
Yeah, you're right. Back to the draft, Jalen Johnson out of Duke goes 20th to the Hawks. Let's see. Not really a whole lot. Obviously, with the Bulls not being involved, it's hard to, get.
Well, they are in the second round, so we will. And when you listen to this, you will know who the Bulls drafted.
Yep. Maddie's guy out of North Carolina, Daron Sharp, goes 29th to the Nets. So
love that pick for him. It's a great spot. Yeah. That's a really good fit for him because he doesn't need to score. He's a bulldozer rebounder. He's a good inside scorer when he needs to be, but he'll rebound the shit out of the ball.
Is he the big kid that didn't get as many minutes as he probably should have because that big white kid kind of came out of nowhere and had a real and then transferred?
Well, Kessler played less than Sharp did. And they all played less than Garrison Brooks. Garrison Brooks is the senior, and
that's right.
Between him and Baycott, but Baycott's good. Sharp was definitely a stud. Should have played a lot more for Carolina than he did, but it's a great fit for him. Good passer too for a big guy. He's got really soft touch around the rim. Dynamite rebounder though. He's a bulldozer in the middle. Big guy, dude. Good fit for them.
Yeah. So that is the first round. Like you said,
some other big news. Some other big news in the NBA. Westbrook to the Lakers.
Yep. Yeah. That's
who did the Lakers give up? Was it Montrezl Harrell?
They traded KCP, Montrezl Harrell, Kuzma, and I believe two draft picks.
First rounder this year, I know that.
Yeah, at least their first rounder this year.
As it comes out, Westbrook wants traded, and then like an hour later, it's like, oh, he's going to the Lakers.
Now it'll be interesting to see what the Wizards do with Bradley Beal because most people had talked about Beal being the one that was getting traded.
I think he will too. I think he will.
They got more salary room now that they don't have Westbrook. They might, but I think that relationship might be too far gone to be repaired.
Yeah, I think that he will. End
Bradley
up
Beal
traded
deserves
also.
Better than DC right now.
Oh, yeah, he's an amazing
player. He's so good. But yeah, it's a huge pickup for the Lakers.
So big day for the NBA. But Boomy, do you have a wacky web story for us?
You fellas. Do you guys play the lottery quite often?
I buy some lottery tickets every once in a while.
Okay. Very occasionally.
Okay. Well, whatever you do when you do buy those lottery tickets, fellas, make sure that you keep them close and that you check them after the drawing. Because a woman in Berlin, Germany, carried around a ticket worth 33 million euros for quite some time.
That sounds like a lot.
Was,
a million of anything winner. Is a lot.
Yeah, yeah. She was the sole winner of the drawing on June 9th, and just last week came to find out she'd been carrying around this lottery ticket since June 9th. So about 6 weeks, she'd been carrying around a 33 million euro winner lottery ticket in her purse. Just imagine she like has one of those days where she cleans her purse. I was like, oh, this is stupid. Throws that 33 million euros. But no, she comes up, paid $1.20 or €1.2.
Yeah, well, do you know what American dollars that is?
$39 million equivalency in America.
Oh, yeah, it was a lot. I was right about that. It's a lot.
I said, yeah. When you say million, that's a lot.
It doesn't matter. It does matter the currency, but euros is fairly close. So
is it
39
rupees?
Million?
Is it like a million rupees? Isn't that like nothing?
Yeah, that's
I think
like
rupees are the one that's like next to, yeah.
Yeah, it's there's some currencies that are very, you know, not great translation. But yeah, this woman had been walking around for like 6 weeks and had no idea she had a $39 million lottery ticket in her purse.
Unbelievable. She didn't know?
No, she knew she had it in her purse. She just never checked it. And come to find out.
Yeah,
that'd be fun. You just go in, you get gas. You're just like, I need to check this ticket. It's been like 6 weeks. Maybe I won a couple $100. Nope, 33 million euros. Boom, your life is completely changed. I'd quit my job the next day, but that's just me.
That's wild.
Absolutely wild. Yeah, check your lottery tickets, folks.
So, boys, sad show. Anthony Rizzo to the Yankees.
Well, at least we still have our best friend Ian Happ. So
yes, that's true. My best friend Ian Happ. Yeah, he hit a home run. But man, it stinks because Rizzo, he's been here through it all. That video of him walking onto the field with the World Series trophy the next year, it's just like, oh, take me back. but
stupid.
I know he'll do well with the Yankees, but I'm gonna miss him. This TCF Morning Show is dedicated to Anthony Rizzo for our guy. This is for you, buddy. We love you. He said he loves us. We love you. But yeah, I think that's about it. If you want to follow us on Twitter, I am I'm Zach Lilia at Z Lilia TCF. Maddie's face tells it all.
I'm dead inside, dude.
At schools so underscore sad. 01 Boomy at Boomy TCF main page at typical underscore Chicago Instagram Facebook typical Chicago fans YouTube page. Please subscribe to the YouTube page. Podcast, wherever you get your podcast from, you'll find us on there. Typical Chicago fans. Shout out to 26church.com Chicago. Use the promo code typical Chicago fans if you want a shirt just like Boomy's. Typical Chicago fans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase at 26church.com Chicago. Also, shout out to Connect Roasters. Go over to connectroasters.com. They got some merch and stuff dropping today for all your coffee needs. Go on to connectroasters.com. Follow them on all social medias. Anything else, boys, to end the show?
Let's have as good of a weekend as we can possibly have.
Yeah.
Don't cry because it's over.
Smile because it happened.
Drink some alcohol. Smoke some weed. Do what you gotta do. This has been the TCF Morning Show, Friday, July 30th. We love you all.
Peace.